Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Marlene Levy, and it was her first show, and it's been tremendous. And you see how fast it goes. This is 2 hours.
Now, this is wonderful. It's the people like yourself.
I agree. I jumped quick on
you that. You agree. It just came out, but it's true. It's you. It's Christina. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
You and Christina that. Make this.
You
this
should.
Is, this is
you
and just, I always like to review. We had Randy Height, who is the Nancy Mark Cancer Wellness Center at JCC, who was absolutely tremendous. And then Leslie Arluck and Barbara Crone, who are chair yoga instructors. And the interesting thing is with chair yoga, because I was talking to Barbara before it, with chair yoga, there are 40 primary positions. Now, primary seems, usually I would see 5 or 6 primary, but yeah. I think she meant 40 positions that you can do and still be within the auspices of chair yoga. 40. Now, you're new to this program, Marlene.
Yeah,
so in this piece, if I come in with a number, you're supposed to say, is there anything else significant about 40?
Is there anything else significant about 40, John?
She's quick. It's 40 days until Christina's birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. So Christina deserves it. She has made the pioneer. She has set up everything. She has really set up everything for this program. She's phenomenal.
Unbelievable. She's a dynamo.
Yeah, the most creative mind. I wonder if she runs a private practice, because if she has such a creative mind doing this, she must have a creative mind in helping you in other areas.
That's so good. You sound like my husband now. He's always trying to, like...
You need a gift for anybody you call Christina.
Yeah, it's
in the closet, no matter what the occasion. No, I met Christina. I knew Christina, but then when I first started doing the program... So it had to be 4 years ago, because it was what it was.
Okay.
And it was around February and March, and then we went into Christina's birthday, which is April, and I said, what are you doing this weekend? My birthday's coming up, so she's having a birthday party. Oh, when? Well, Friday night I have it with my girlfriends, and Saturday I'm having it with somebody else. Okay, that's fine. The following Friday comes along and says, what are you doing this weekend? Well, my birthday. I said, I thought the birthday was last week. Well, I'm having a party this Friday.
I'm
having a party. And somebody's coming on Sunday.
Right.
The following week, what are you doing this weekend? Well, this is my actual birthday. She celebrated for the entire month.
April what is your birthday?
April 3rd.
And my daughter's is April 13th.
Oh, but she's in birthday month.
Yeah, well,
so
that's my daughter.
April. It's
my
a busy, busy
you
month
have the
in
whole
Christina's
April.
Life.
That's what I tell people. I said, listen, because I celebrate the whole month. So whenever you want to get together, we'll get together.
And then you go into Mother's Day, too, which is interesting.
That's right.
Are you
a
mommy?
No. I'm not a mommy, but okay. I actually go into my wedding anniversary, which is Cinco de Mayo. So it's always a nice
right.
Marlene, you will get to know. It's always a...
Are you on Facebook?
It's always a party planning.
Yeah, but not really. I'm not a Facebook lover.
Well, if you want to stalk somebody creative and good, you get on Christina's page. Every
I keep
holiday.
Very positive.
Oh, my God.
I'm big on decorating, so.
Okay.
It's like a magazine. You go to her Facebook page. It's like
good.
It's like a Home and Country board. Or something like this.
Try
one
to
of
keep
those.
It positive. My mom says I spread fairy dust.
But one can tell by the way you dress.
Oh, well, thank you.
You really are. You're like a love child.
I love it.
You're
I'll
like a beautiful love child with this gorgeous hair, with the braids, with the highlights.
God, this
you
is,
are
I,
really
I didn't know
super.
How wonderful this segment is.
Oh, yes, no, I do love it. I look at you and you're the love child with the flowers and hair and the whole thing, and it's long.
Well, that's what I'm trying
very,
to do.
Very, very pretty
well,
lady,
thanks,
in case you don't. See on the radio.
That's right.
We have 7 minutes left. Go ahead, Molly. Just keep giving her praise. That's all she's looking for.
I forgot what we were doing. I have all these papers in front of me.
Go back.
But what I also, back to business. We promote Duro University. We've had them on before as well, because they have this program called University Without Walls, which is really a great program for those seniors who want to stay connected and educated,
it's
but
a cool
can't
thing.
Leave their house.
I agree.
So they are able to partake in different discussions and in classes right over the phone, which is really, really amazing. I actually want to get them back on, but they just sent me this week there's two new free telephone-based workshops they're doing on tenants' rights for older adults, which due to people were asking about it. So one is calling Freeze Your Rent with the Senior Citizen Rent Increase Exemption. So Jonathan Fox, who is actually part of the Tenants' Rights Unit with the New York Legal Assistance Group, will discuss, you know, if you live in a rent-stabilized apartment or rent-controlled apartment, how to freeze your rent, and they'll really go over it, because it can be, you know, listen, we all know how expensive things could be, and if you want to remain in your certain thing, he'll talk about that. So that will be on March 11th at 2 p.m., and then there's also going to be a class called How to Get Disability Accommodations from Your Landlord, which is going to be on March 18th from 2 p.m., so he'll be talking about that too, because there are you know, anti-discrimination laws against certain things. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of these apartment buildings are really old and not up with their certain times and stuff. So this way, it was really great, you know, and they're gearing, and they're constantly changing the content of all the different classes. And they have this wonderful booklet. You can call 311. We have a bunch of them, too, that we could send to you, because there's groups on all different topics, which is really great. So I like that you're able to still... You know, because there's a lot of people that want to, you know, be a part of it and socialize. And the fact that you're homebound, you're not necessarily able to do that. So this way, you can stay active and educated, which is always
fantastic.
Good.
I love what you're doing. You get free booklets.
Yeah.
This is the second free booklet, which is called 311.
I'm like, you get a booklet.
You just call up. You can get free booklets that could really get you going. It can help you with a senior advocate, every place you have to go in healthcare or whatever. And then you can take courses free. 311. Yep. You can get free booklets.
Absolutely.
They'll get sent to you. And, of course, you're going to join anyway.
That's right.
Important to be a member of 311.
Yeah,
it doesn't cost anything. Everybody on record.
Also, which I could actually see Marlene partaking in, it's a women's self-defense program we're actually going to be doing. One of our PI members contacted us and said that she took this and really thinks it's important for senior women to really stay active. And, you know, she said, listen, she goes to the city. Iris Bunshaft, we'll give a shout out to her.
Oh, it's Iris? Okay.
Iris actually brought this to us because she goes out to the city. She's like, you know, I'll come back on the train at all times of night. And she wanted to find ways, you know, she's like, you know, I'm not going to be a ninja, but, you know, of coming out and just feeling, you know, more secure, and different little tips and stances. So Grandmaster Eugene Percival, with Mind, Body, and Spirit Martial Arts, is going to be teaching this three-week course. The first one's going to kick off on March 5th at Tully Park at 2 p.m. It's a free program, and he's going to teach you just different tricks, you know, and tips to inspire and empower you, which I think is certainly a wonderful thing. And it's really great because I've been seeing a lot of people are registering for this class. Which was really, really
absolutely
wonderful.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that right now.
I had a feeling, Marlene.
Absolutely right.
I could see Marlene right up in the class.
What time is it?
It's 2 p.m. So you just call 311 and say you want to register for the Women's Self Defense Program.
Women's Self Defense. Do we need that? We need that for all phases of life.
No, you know, it gives you
even with our husbands.
Yeah. Oh, it always comes back to the
We're on the air though.
Okay.
Let's cool
I know, we're totally having Marlene back to discuss there's so much information I really want to know. March 5th, and it's going to be at Tully Park.
Tully Park.
Which is in New Hyde Park.
In New Hyde Park.
Yes.
Tully Park. Okay. How do we find out, other than right now that you're telling us, can you give us a number to call?
Yes.
Can you tell
us? So it's actually, you would call 311. Is always the go-to number, because I send them every month. I send them actually what I'm reading right now. So they have that. We also have, I make these little calendars every month. So you can call 311 and get one of these calendars too that has all this information on it. It's on our website. So there's different ways we try to promote it.
Literally, you call 311 and say you're looking for some activities this week.
Yeah, they're going
to send you that
you.
Calendar. Then you could look it over and say, I'm free at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Another free material.
We're just like giving
free.
It's free. I like this.
But definitely, I think that's great. And then we also quickly have March 6th. We have our next installment of the Technology for the Terrified program called Smartphone Basics. Barbara Melman, who is one of our volunteers, that she worked for Apple for years. And is now retired and actually has been doing these classes. So once a month, there's a different topic. This one's on smartphone basics. You can learn important vocabulary and your responsibility as a user. So she'll just go kind of through the basics with you. This is March 6th, 2:30 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So definitely check that out. And like I said, we have tons of groups for everyone.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So you can join all different things. We can go on forever promoting all that.
You know, you were talking before, Marlene, about people getting to know the program.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for a couple of years. My wife is listening today for the first time, I think, because she just said, how come you're not on the radio? That was when old-time radio was on. So, I mean, now, we have
John.
A new listener.
Where is John?
She didn't hear us when we were talking when we were off the radio.
Oh, yeah. You're making me nervous now. Calm it down.
I love it.
We'll
give a shout-out to Steph out there. Sending love to Steph. Next week, I want everyone to tune in, though. We are having another great show. We're having Dr. Lawrence Cardano on, who we've had on before. He's going to talk about hearing loss and different other and health issues and how that goes together. He actually wrote a book recently. And then we're going to have on the fabulous Barbara Feldman, who I love having on. She's the certified move manager and founder of A New Start New York. And she's going to talk about spring cleaning for seniors. I personally love when she's on because she has all of her tips.
Yeah,
I love, it's definitely, we're getting into spring.
That's it. We're all done. Marlene, I want to thank you so much for participating
and look forward to having you
again.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.